WBTM, and something I've been looking forward to. This is not going to be boring at all, I guarantee you. And even if you're not a wrestling fan, you're going to be interested in this. If you're a wrestling fan, you know Nikita Koloff. Nikita, how are you?
Good morning, Hutch. I am doing well. Happy Friday to you. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. He's on the phone from Charlotte this morning. He's going to be speaking at Faith Tabernacle, Mount Hermon Courtyard. Let me give you a brief introduction of him. He got famous in the ring by making people hate him, because during the Cold War in the mid-80s, when the Russians were boycotting Olympics and generally giving us the finger every way they could. Oh, and they're not doing that now, are they? But anyway, back then, he decided, and the wrestling people shaved his head. He looked like a Russian. You're going to be the Russian. And he was so chiseled out because he was choosing between football tryout and wrestling. You'd been working, Nikita, in the gym 6 or 8 hours a day for a couple of years, hadn't you?
Well, yeah. The couple of years leading up to the introduction into wrestling, but certainly, but I've been in a gym since the age of 12. So a long, long time I've been lifting weights now, Hutch.
That's right, because you played high school football as well.
High school, college football, and up in Moscow, Minnesota, right?
Yeah, as complicated. And wrestling, if you're not a wrestling fan, I can tell you, I just know enough about it. It is very complicated. They call plays like football, even though, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nikita Koloff, retired wrestler, even if the outcome is sometimes predetermined, still, it's the same pain. You've still got 400-pound guys jumping on top of you, picking you up on their shoulders and throwing you out of the ring. So the pain is very real, isn't it?
Well, it is real, Hutch, and I know there's a lot of people who have a better appreciation of that. I like to say it this way. It's not an exact science. And so timing only has to be off a fraction of an inch, and certainly somebody can break a neck, as Stone Cold Steve Austin had happen from a pile driver during his career, and other injuries that I had sustained during my own career. So you're exactly right. The injuries are very real.
Now, when you say a pile driver for a non-wrestling fan, that doesn't sound like shaking somebody's hand. What is that?
Well, it'd be hard to really kind of describe in a radio interview, but basically grabbing somebody, kind of holding them upside down, if you will, and their feet are up in the air, and you've got their head between your legs, and you're dropping down to your rear end, and with their head between your legs, and the idea is to drive their head into the mat, but Not in reality. You're hoping that you don't, but sometimes occasionally, as with Steve Austin, it does. So you're supposed to give the appearance,
yes,
of driving it into the mat. And unfortunately for him, it actually happened.
Man, so once again, the first thing I wanted to say right off the bat, if you're not a wrestling fan because you think it's not real, it is very real. It is very painful. And like Nikita Koloff, who we're interviewing this morning, if they get it wrong once or throw you at the wrong angle and land on top of you with 400 pounds, the injuries are just as real. In fact, tell us, Nikita, about the condition of your neck when you were 33 years old and doctors looked at you for something else.
Well, and I didn't have what I would call a career-ending injury, but I did get injured in my very last match against a 500-pound guy named Van Vader, Big Van Vader, and I had sustained a double injury that night, actually. He had clotheslined me to the back of my neck. We were fighting out on the floor, and my arm, my left arm, went really just numb and limp for about 3 or 4 minutes during the match. You know, as if you'd been sleeping on it all night, you know.
Ooh.
And then simultaneously, I reported that. But the following morning, setting up doctor's appointments to just get my neck checked out, I felt the pain in my lower abdomen. I'm like, I just don't feel right. And lo and behold, I've got a hernia picking up, lifting the 500-pound behemoth over my head. And so sustained a double injury that night. I eventually got hernia surgery, but it was through all of the testing of my neck that they determined, through bone spurring and arthritis and pile drivers and suplexes and all the wrestling moves, that my neck was in the process of deteriorating.
So you were 35. You had the neck of a 55-year-old on a good day. First of all, let's go back and review this. We're talking to Nikita Koloff, the wrestler who played a Russian in the mid-80s, shaved his head. Everybody thought he was a Russian. You even learned to speak Russian, didn't you?
I put a little bit out there. We'll have some fun this weekend at the church I'm speaking at, perhaps, and tell a couple more stories. But I did learn some Russian language, sign my name in Russian, legally change my name. So I took it all the way.
Wow. And you just said you picked up a 500-600-pound guy on your shoulders?
Yeah, I lifted a 500-pound guy over my head.
Yeah. Over your head. That's even worse. Now, for the heck of it, just for compensation, do you have a video of that you can pull out and watch every once in a while?
You know, I'm sure there's some footage out there somewhere, but I don't have a possession of it, but I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Now, what are some of the other ways? Because we're talking to Nikita Koloff, who is a retired wrestler, was the one that got famous by making everybody hate him, because if you just started listening, during the mid-80s, when the Russians hated us and were giving us the finger all the time and boycotting the Olympics, you changed your name to Nikita Koloff. Everybody thought you were a real Russian. And
that was the idea.
Yeah. And it worked. But I want to make the point to people who are not wrestling fans. Yes, sometimes the outcome might be determined in a certain way, based on who's popular and unpopular, but the action is the same. The pain is the same. If somebody falls on you with their elbow and they weigh 500 pounds, that's the same. What are some of the things that people might not know about wrestling that can actually be very dangerous? For example, were you ever thrown out of the ring?
Yeah. Could I tally up the number of times I was thrown out of the ring? No,
wow.
I could not.
And put
in perspective, in 1986, I had 454 matches. Do the math on that.
Man, that's more than one a day sometimes.
That is correct. Yeah, our weekends were intense, and it was just the nature of the business back in those days, but that's how it was. And so not only thrown out of the ring, you might, how about thrown over the top rope out to a concrete floor, or thrown through a table. I mean, there was all kinds of crazy stuff we did, of course, cage matches and Russian chain matches and everything else.
So, and let's go back to the concrete. No padding on some of this. You just landed on concrete, correct?
Back in the days before they put the little pads down to help the guys. But back in the days, the early days of wrestling when I broke in, it was concrete floors. There was no padding out on those floors.
Talking to Nikita Koloff this morning, one of the most famous wrestlers ever. Some people are almost in shock just listening to this. How did you practice learning how to fall on a concrete floor from about 5.5 feet up?
Well, yeah, the real challenge was learning how to put the brakes on as you were coming into the floor about 6 inches away. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no practice of that. It's the nature of the business, and you either accept it or you go find something else to do for work.
So you just hit it and roll. Nikita Koloff, you actually shocked everybody in wrestling at one point because your girlfriend at the time you knew had cancer, wouldn't be here very long. You were the one of the first ones to ever walk away from the top of a career to be with her, which says a lot about your character. And now you speak in churches, because after you retired, wasn't it a business associate of yours? You were looking for something to do, and you had taken some Bible courses in college. A business associate invited you to a church, and you heard some things that changed your life, didn't you?
I did. I had, under my own terms, walked away from wrestling, made a decision to hang up a bronze the boots, if you will, and it was in that, it was 1993. I'll tell more of the story this weekend, this Sunday in church, Sunday morning, and a special service I want to make sure and mention on Sunday night as well at 6 p.m. Looking forward to coming to Danville. But, I was just on this search of what life holds next for Nikita Koloff after an illustrious career in pro wrestling. And lo and behold, I found myself in October of 1993 at an altar, giving my life to Jesus Christ. And that decision that day, Hutch, has taken me now to almost, I think, 28 countries and over 1,500 churches that I've had the privilege of sharing the good news and sharing some of my story and how my life was transformed.
Yeah, it is. And it's nice that you can take your experiences, which people will listen to, because your experiences were as hard-earned as anybody in the world. Take those experiences.
Yes, sir.
You're another example that we need, tough guys who realize that Jesus is a little tougher than even the toughest guy out there.
Yeah, we don't carry a holy candle to what pain and torture that he endured for the sake of us all. But thankful, just thankful for his sacrifice on the cross, and then giving us all the opportunity to have that relationship with the creator of the universe, God Almighty. And so very thankful to Jesus Christ for his sacrifice, for sure. What I did, the wrestling ring, pales in comparison to what he did when he went to Calvary. That's for sure.
Very well put. Nikita Koloff, going to wrap it up. One of the most famous wrestlers ever, because during the 80s, when everybody was against the Russians, they were against us. They were boycotting the Olympics. You shaved your head, looked like a Russian, changed your name to a Russian. Everybody thought you were. People would come. It's like they told Muhammad Ali, it doesn't matter whether people come to like you or hate you. They pay the same amount of money.
Yeah, they sure did. And the good news about Sunday is they don't have, there's no cost. You don't have to buy a ticket. Just come on out to the church Sunday morning. And again, just want to emphasize Sunday evening special service at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. And you have the name of the church and the location, right?
Yes, it is Faith Tabernacle, Mount Hermon Courtyard. Our friend Wayne Aaron, the pastor there. So Sunday morning and Sunday night. Now, just out of curiosity, because I know you have fans. Are you going to bring any kind of souvenirs or pictures of something you can autograph for people so they can take home?
Actually, I will. That's a great question. I've got I've written 3 books. I'll have 2 with me. And I will have some 8x10 posters and a few other resources that I think will be beneficial to the wrestling fan and even those who aren't wrestling fans. And I will be, you know, autographing after service. I'll be autographing anything that they might purchase and taking pictures and just saying hi to people, you know. So I'm looking forward to coming. I'm excited about coming back to Danville area.
And people appreciate hearing someone with your experience come in and talk about your faith. So we're looking forward to it. Faith Tabernacle, Mount Hermon Courtyard, Sunday morning and Sunday night. Nikita Koloff, it's early. Thanks so much for taking time. I've enjoyed talking to you, sir.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, and look forward to seeing all the folks in Danville. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.